Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Thursday, November 16th, 2023. Happenings. What's Up with Midland by Morgan Taylor Thomas. At Cafe at the Gardens, Thursday night dinner and live music, November 30th. At Centennial Park, Rise and Run, Saturday. Christmas tree lighting, November 28th. On Colorado Street, Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. At the Destination, open mic night, Thursday. At Eccentric Brewing Company, open mic and local showcase, November 25th. At the Ector Theater, Riff Raff, November 22nd. At the Horseshoe, Gifty Grinchmas, Friday and Saturday. Silver Spur Trade Show, Saturday and Sunday. At the I-20 Wildlife Preserve, Texas Recycles Day at Nature Centers, Saturday, November 24th and 25th. At La Hacienda, Justin Moore, Friday. Los Tigres del Norte, November 24th. At Midland Animal Control, Rescue Runners, Saturday. At Midland Beer Garden, MASA Pop-Up and Adoption Event, Saturday. At Midland Community Theater, The Sound of Music, Friday through Sunday, November 24th and 25th, December 1st and 2nd, 8th and 9th, 15th and 16th. At the Tailgate, Basin Brunch, Saturday. Family Fun Day, every Sunday. At Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia, every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run, every Thursday. Anniversary Party Week, Thursday through Saturday. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Paw Patrol Live, Heroes Unite, Saturday and Sunday. A Very Merry Mojo Christmas Concert, November 28th. UTPB Symphonic Winds Concert, November 30th. At the Waystone, Lord of the Rings Trivia, Friday. Small Biz, Saturday, November 25th. Live Music, November 25th. At the West Texas Food Bank, Turkey Trot, Saturday. At Why Not, Live Music Series, Thursday. Three things to do in Midland this weekend, November 17th through the 19th, by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Flaunt your Smeagol knowledge. You don't have to be a board game enthusiast to find your place at the Waystone, Midland's youngest brewery and largest board game library, will host Lord of the Rings trivia for local fans of the fantasy epic. Prizes for first and second place winners, as well as beer tokens, make up the earnings. Seating is first come, first served. On-tap drinks include three beer choices, a sparkling cider, wine and mead, root beer, sparkling cranberry water, and hot tea and coffee. The Waystone Hobbits request you don your finest styles from the Shire. Friday starts at 6:30 p.m. at 2101 West Wadley, Suite 27. Support sheltered animals. Midland Animal Shelter Adoptables will host a pop-up out at the Midland Beer Garden with more than 20 vendors, offering everything from holiday gifts and products to baked goods for both people and pets, food trucks and live music from the Unsweet Teas, raffles filled with exciting prizes, and a tamale tasting experience also will take place. This event is both family and pet friendly, on a leash. Any questions should be directed to massaevents432@gmail.com. Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 7112 West Highway 80. Explore the trade show. Head over to the Horseshoe for the November Gun and Blade Trade Show. Vendors will fill pavilion hallways for 2 days, offering their expertise and opinions on all sorts of items. Guests can also learn about hunter education courses from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Admission costs $8 for adults, $1 for children ages 5 through 12, $1 off for NRA or TSRA members or military with ID, and free admission for all law enforcement with a badge. Cash-only admission. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2514 Arena Trail. BizBuzz. Burlington to hold grand opening Friday, by Ben Schaefer. The Burlington store at 3001 West Loop 250 North will have its grand opening at 8:45 a.m. Friday. During the grand opening, Burlington officials will present a donation of $5,000 to the teachers at Emerson Elementary School. Friday and Saturday, the first 100 customers at the store aged 18 or older will be rewarded with a $10 bonus card to be used toward a purchase. According to its press release, the store will be open from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday. The store, according to the press release, will offer ladies' apparel and accessories, men's wear, kids' clothing, footwear, baby clothes and accessories, home decor, and pet care products and toys. Those interested in working at the store should visit burlingtonstores.jobs. Also, a news release stated, in the spirit of giving back, Burlington is currently hosting its Burlington Coat event in partnership with national nonprofit Delivering Good. Now through Thanksgiving weekend, Burlington customers who purchase a coat in-store will not only receive 10% off their entire purchase, redeemable at any Burlington location from December 1st to December 15th, but Burlington also will match the first 50,000 coats purchased to help local communities stay warm this winter.
New mural puts spotlight on Bats and Carlsbad, November 9th, 2023, by Mike Aldax. Taylor Swift helped put the spotlight on Kelsey Montague's Winged Mural in 2019 when the mega pop star commissioned the artist to create one in Nashville to coincide with the release of her song, Me. The muralist recently paid it forward by helping the city of Carlsbad stand out with her newly completed mural, Carlsbad's Bat Wings. The mural, made possible through a partnership between the Carlsbad Arts Council and Carlsbad Caverns National Park and with funding from Chevron, added an alluring wall-size example of pop culture to 220 South Canal Street next to Domino's Pizza. More importantly, the colorful interpretation of bat wings depicted on the mural honors the famous inhabitants of Carlsbad Caverns, which is celebrating its centennial as a national park this year. As the mural draws more visitors to Carlsbad, including social media influencers who won't resist snapping a photo in front of it, it will also bring more positive awareness about bats, according to Diane Jupe, president of the Carlsbad Arts Council. Bats are feared by many, but they are important pollinators and control insect populations. Bat numbers are on the decline, and we thought it would be a really good thing to bring something out about bats that brings positive awareness, Jupe said. The Bat Wing Mural Project began in 2019, the same year Swift commissioned Montague to do the Nashville mural. Swift loved the first wing mural Montague had done in New York City about 5 years earlier before creating that NYC mural. Montague said she'd been drawn in and out of coffee shops. Then one day she was randomly invited to draw on a rotating art wall. The resulting mural went viral 6 days later, officially launching an interactive street art career that, to date, includes more than 250 murals worldwide. On the muralist website, a world map can help you find them. Montague's sister, Courtney Montague, has supported her sister from the very start on the business side. It's a good thing Montague is visible and accessible on the internet. It really started with a Google search, Jupe said. Back in 2019, Jupe searched Google for a bat wing artist and not much came up, she said. But then she searched wing artist and Montague's work popped up. She said she loved how Montague's mural encourages people to interact with them, often by snapping photos in front of them to represent the wings that lift them up. I instantly fell in love with the style, all of the whimsy, Jupe said, and I learned more about Kelsey, how she developed this interactive mural style. Jupe reached out and said she cried and did a happy dance when the Montague sisters agreed to take on the Carlsbad mural project. I got starstruck, she said. It's always impressive to meet someone with such a creative mind. Montague called Jupe such a cool lady and also commended all those she worked with on the Arts Council and in Carlsbad in general. She said she was excited to take on the project, but then the pandemic hit and everything blew up. Thankfully, the mural project would eventually get its wings back. To see her work on the project, visit her Instagram post here. I'd never drawn bat wings before. They are amazing creatures, Montague said. They're so underestimated and mistreated. Montague said she loved working with and alongside the people of Carlsbad in her first ever piece in New Mexico. She intends to do a mural in every state. She's got roughly 10 states left. Carlsbad is so unique and is so New Mexico in general, Montague said. Everyone is so nice. The landscape is stunning. It feels like you're on a movie set all the time. In the bat mural, Montague focused on using colors common to New Mexico and studied the beautiful bone structure comprising bats. The resulting mural will serve to draw visitors to Carlsbad and, like wings, will spread positive messages about the beauty and importance of bats. That's why art is so powerful, says Jupe. Jupe expressed gratitude to Beverly Allen, a public and government affairs advisor for Chevron and the company, for supporting the mural project. It was fitting, given Chevron's investment in local environmental issues, she said. I have worked with Beverly on other projects. They're a big supporter of the environment, and I appreciated that, Jupe said. Allen said Chevron is proud to support a project that raises awareness about an important issue. This mural serves as a powerful promotion for Carlsbad Caverns' most famous bats, who draw so many visitors from around the world to our region and are critical for our environment, Allen said. Now all of those visitors will take a piece of the mural with them and post it all around the globe, a piece of Carlsbad. At the official ribbon-cutting ceremony for the mural on Monday, November 6th, Jupe went on camera to encourage the public to take a photo of the mural and post it all around the world using the hashtags #ExploreCarlsbadNM, #WhatLiftsYou, and #KelseyMontagueArt. Jupe also advised that there are Easter eggs to be found within the art and encouraged visitors to look for them. We might have a little surprise for the first person in Carlsbad who finds all the little Easter eggs, she said. Come enjoy the mural. Find this story and audio for blind and low vision adults 2 p.m. daily on the Recording Library West Texas radio station, www.recordinglibrary.org, live stream.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. Midland Health. CT lung screening can find cancer early. This year, nearly 250,000 Americans will be diagnosed with lung cancer, the leading cause of cancer death in the United States. Smoking cigarettes is the number one contributor to lung cancer. The good news is low-dosed CT, LDCT lung screening has the potential to save thousands of lives. Through shared decision-making, your medical provider will help determine if you are a candidate for low-dose CT, LDCT lung screening. An X-ray used to screen for lung cancer. LDCT lung screening creates a 3D image of the inside of your chest. LDCT lung screening provides more details than a chest X-ray and may lower the risk of death by as much as 20%. The goal of LDCT lung screening is to detect lung cancer earlier. Without proactive screening and diagnosis, medical providers don't usually find lung cancers until symptoms have developed. When cancer is much harder to treat, LDCT lung screening scans are quick and painless. Once you are positioned on the CT table, the table will move slowly through the CT scanner as the images are obtained. You will be asked to hold your breath for the short 5 to 10 seconds while the scan is completed. There's no prep. You can eat and drink as normal. Recently, Medicare expanded eligibility for LDCT lung screening by lowering the age from 55 to 50 and the pack year history from 30 pack years to 20 pack years. This change will allow more patients who are considered high risk for lung cancer to have access to this life-saving screening exam. LDCT lung screening is an annual exam for patients who are not having any lung problems, such as a chronic cough, shortness of breath, repeat respiratory infections, hoarseness, or coughing up blood. Your medical provider may delay the LDCT lung screening exam if you currently have signs and symptoms of a respiratory infection or if recently recovering from an infection. If you have had lung cancer over the last 5 years, LDCT lung screening is not an appropriate screening exam. Smoking cessation lowers the risk of lung cancer and other serious health problems. LDCT lung screenings are the best way to detect lung cancer earlier, when the survival rate is highest. Call your provider to see if low-dose CT lung screening is right for you. To schedule your appointment with Midland Health Diagnostic Imaging Associates, call 432-221-2300 to schedule an appointment. A written order is required from your provider. Mayo Clinic, stacking your exercise over the weekend. Researchers have found that condensing exercise into a few days is as effective as spreading activity out across a week. Dr. Wes Troyer, a Mayo Clinic physical medicine and rehabilitation physician, explains how people who stack their workouts can avoid common injuries and reap the benefits of their activity. Exercise is key to a healthy lifestyle. For those on a time crunch, stacking weekly exercise into a couple of days comes with the title, quote, weekend warrior, end quote. Quote, things like running, jogging, high-intensity workouts, ideally, the more that you can do, the better. People that did this lowered mortality, lowered cardiovascular events, end quote, says Troyer. At least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous activity is recommended for adults each week. Quote, we don't expect people that have gone from a sedentary activity of not doing anything to jumping into 150 minutes a week. So taking days of break in between, assessing how your body responds to that activity, end quote, says Troyer. Repeating the same motions or ramping up too quickly could lead to overuse injuries, inflammation, and pain. Quote, if you take a couple days off and it's still persistent pain with daily activity, pain that keeps you up at night or keeps you from sleeping, these are all things that we typically recommend people coming in to be evaluated, end quote, he says. Thanksgiving. Keep food illnesses off the holiday menu. Thanksgiving and Christmas mean families gathering to share togetherness and, equally as important, food. The holidays are also a time when medical authorities see a spike in foodborne illnesses. Quote, we see food poisonings all year, but mainly around the holidays or special events, end quote, said Genesis Beatty, a health inspector with the City of Midland. That's why the city has designated inspectors who attend special festivals, such as the recent West Texas Heritage Festival, she said. Beatty spoke about food safety with members of the Permian Basin Service, Transmission, Exploration Production, STEPS Safety Network at their monthly meeting Tuesday at Midland College's Carrasco Room. The topic was apt as families prepare holiday feasts, said John Floyd, who serves as vice president of the organization, as well as public health preparedness coordinator with the City of Midland Health Department. While the network focuses on safety at work sites, quote, we need to develop a culture of 24/7, 365 safety, end quote, he told members at the meeting. Beatty offered five steps for safe food preparation. Prep food. Preset coolers and freezers. Have food thermometers at hand. Store groceries within the appropriate time and wash hands. Separate raw from ready. Place raw meat and fresh foods in separate designated areas and use separate cutting boards and utensils with both raw and fresh foods to avoid cross-contamination. Thawing. Never leave food out on the counter to thaw. Instead, thaw foods inside a cooler or under a faucet running hot or cool water or with smaller food portions in the microwave. Leftovers. The danger zone for food to grow harmful bacteria is between 40 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep cold foods below that level and hot foods above that level. If foods are in that danger zone for more than 2 hours, throw them out. There are exceptions for foods that don't require time or temperature control, such as baked goods or whole fruits. Transportation. Always keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot while transporting them for any length of time. Place foods in a cooler with ice or gel packs to keep cold foods cold, and wrap hot foods in insulated packs or towels to keep them hot. Signs of spoiled food include smell, discoloration, or an odd texture, Beatty said. Samaritan Center. Simple practices to elevate your mood. As the days grow shorter and the air gets crisp, we enter the time of year known as the transition from summer to fall. For some people, this can lead to a drop in mood and energy levels and may even cause anxiety and frustration as they prepare for upcoming festivities. Others may feel more isolated, and negative thoughts can easily take over our thoughts. In these times, it is important to remind ourselves of the significance of self-care. Self-care should not be seen as a selfish act, as it is essential to our overall well-being. It may not always involve doing things we like or want, but rather providing ourselves with what we need. Self-care looks different for everyone, and taking just 5 or 10 minutes each day to reflect on things we are grateful for and focus on breathing can help quiet the mind and negative thoughts. This season, set happy traps for yourself by spending a few minutes outdoors in the sunshine, eating a healthy meal, and ensuring adequate water intake. These simple practices can greatly boost our mood and overall mental health. Remember, you are worth the time you spend on yourself, and it is the greatest investment you can make. If we can be of assistance, feel free to contact Samaritan Center today at 432-563-4144 to schedule a visit with a counselor or psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. Mayo Clinic, recognizing all the signs of pneumonia. Pneumonia causes more than 1 million hospitalizations and 50,000 deaths per year in the U.S., according to the American Lung Association. Pneumonia is an infection that inflames the air sacs in one or both lungs. The air sacs may fill with fluid or pus, causing cough with phlegm or pus, fever, chills, and difficulty breathing. Pneumonia can range in seriousness from mild to life-threatening. It is most serious for infants and young children, people over 65, and people with health problems or weakened immune systems. For some older adults and people with heart failure or chronic lung problems, pneumonia can quickly become a life-threatening condition. Symptoms. The signs and symptoms of pneumonia vary from mild to severe, depending on factors such as the type of germ causing the infection, your age, and your overall health. Mild signs and symptoms often are similar to those of a cold or flu, but they last longer. Signs and symptoms of pneumonia may include chest pain when you breathe or cough, confusion or changes in mental awareness in adults 65 and older, cough, which may produce phlegm, fatigue, fever, sweating, and shaking chills, lower than normal body temperature in adults older than 65, and people with weak immune systems, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, shortness of breath. Newborns and infants may not show any sign of the infection, or they may vomit, have a fever and cough, appear restless or tired and without energy, or have difficulty breathing and eating. Seek medical attention if you have difficulty breathing, chest pain, persistent fever of 102 Fahrenheit or higher, or persistent cough, especially if you're coughing up pus. It's especially important that people in these high-risk groups see a healthcare professional. Adults older than 65, children younger than 2 with signs and symptoms, people with an underlying health condition or weakened immune system, people receiving chemotherapy or taking medication that suppresses the immune system. Prevention. To help prevent pneumonia, get vaccinated. Vaccines are available to prevent some types of pneumonia and the flu. Talk with your healthcare team about getting these shots. The vaccination guidelines have changed over time, so make sure to review your vaccination status with your healthcare professional, even if you recall previously receiving a pneumonia vaccine. Make sure children get vaccinated. Healthcare professionals recommend a different pneumonia vaccine for children younger than 2 and for children 2 to 5 years old who are at particular risk of pneumococcal disease. Children who attend a group child care center also should get the vaccine. Healthcare professionals also recommend flu shots for children older than 6 months. Practice good hygiene. To protect yourself against respiratory infections that sometimes lead to pneumonia, wash your hands regularly or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Don't smoke. Smoking damages your lungs' natural defenses against respiratory infections. Keep your immune system strong. Get enough sleep, exercise regularly, and eat a healthy diet. Mayo Clinic. November is Stomach Cancer Awareness Month. Stomach cancer, also called gastric cancer, is an abnormal growth of cells that begins in the stomach. It can affect several areas of the stomach, including the main stomach lining or where the esophagus meets the stomach. November is Stomach Cancer Awareness Month, and experts at Mayo Clinic say there is hope for patients with the disease as treatments continue to improve. Stomach cancer is relatively rare in the U.S. It's often diagnosed at later stages in the disease, when symptoms like nausea, heartburn, and feeling bloated are more pronounced. Quote, in general, when we talk about gastric cancer, we usually talk about a cancer that's arising from the lining of the stomach, end quote, says Dr. Mohammed Sonbal, a Mayo Clinic oncologist. Early signs of stomach cancer vary and can include abdominal pain, blood in the stool, or just feeling tired. Quote, if you have a cancer in the stomach, it might ooze blood very slowly, and that can cause anemia or low hemoglobin, and that can lead to fatigue, end quote, says Sonbal. If you're a man, you're at higher risk for stomach cancer than a woman. Other risk factors include obesity, smoking, and drinking alcohol. Quote, and then there are other risk factors, such as there are some hereditary syndromes or things that we inherit from our parents that put us at higher risk of developing gastric cancer, stomach cancer, end quote, says Sonbal. Treatment options depend on the cancer's location in the stomach, its size and stage, but can include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and immunotherapy. Quote, I tell patients who have recently been diagnosed with gastric cancer that there is definitely a hope because we've gotten significantly better in the last decade, and more specifically, really, in the last year or two, where we have now many more treatment options than we had before, end quote, says Sonbal. This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. Midland Health. CT lung screening can find cancer early. This year, nearly 250,000 Americans will be diagnosed with lung cancer, the leading cause of cancer death in the United States. Smoking cigarettes is the number one contributor to lung cancer. The good news is low-dosed CT, LDCT lung screening has the potential to save thousands of lives. Through shared decision-making, your medical provider will help determine if you are a candidate for low-dose CT, LDCT lung screening. An X-ray used to screen for lung cancer. LDCT lung screening creates a 3D image of the inside of your chest. LDCT lung screening provides more details than a chest X-ray and may lower the risk of death by as much as 20%. The goal of LDCT lung screening is to detect lung cancer earlier. Without proactive screening and diagnosis, medical providers don't usually find lung cancers until symptoms have developed. When cancer is much harder to treat, LDCT lung screening scans are quick and painless. Once you are positioned on the CT table, the table will move slowly through the CT scanner as the images are obtained. You will be asked to hold your breath for the short 5 to 10 seconds while the scan is completed. There's no prep. You can eat and drink as normal. Recently, Medicare expanded eligibility for LDCT lung screening by lowering the age from 55 to 50 and the pack year history from 30 pack years to 20 pack years. This change will allow more patients who are considered high risk for lung cancer to have access to this life-saving screening exam. LDCT lung screening is an annual exam for patients who are not having any lung problems, such as a chronic cough, shortness of breath, repeat respiratory infections, hoarseness, or coughing up blood. Your medical provider may delay the LDCT lung screening exam if you currently have signs and symptoms of a respiratory infection or if recently recovering from an infection. If you have had lung cancer over the last 5 years, LDCT lung screening is not an appropriate screening exam. Smoking cessation lowers the risk of lung cancer and other serious health problems. LDCT lung screenings are the best way to detect lung cancer earlier, when the survival rate is highest. Call your provider to see if low-dose CT lung screening is right for you. To schedule your appointment with Midland Health Diagnostic Imaging Associates, call 432-221-2300 to schedule an appointment. A written order is required from your provider.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, November 16th. Man strives to put mother's lives behind him. Dear Abby, I was born 40 years ago and raised by my mother to believe that her husband was my birth father. She divorced him and raised me while receiving court-awarded child support based on her insistence to all involved that she had not had an affair. As the years went on, it became increasingly evident this wasn't true. So I took a genetic test. The result came back with a 99% likelihood that I had a different father. I soon made contact with the brother of the man I believed to be my birth father. He had personal knowledge of the affair and did a confirmational genetic test to show his genetic relationship to me. My mother continues to insist on what is now certainly a lie, perhaps to save face with me and others, and to avoid perjury charges and support repayments that might follow. I have not had contact with her for many years and changed my last name to my biological father's. He was a loving father figure to me in secret and is now deceased. My problem is, I cannot find closure for all of my mother's countless lies and denials. She gaslighted me into feeling I was deranged while she cultivated a popular public face as a reporter and patron of the arts in our small town. I want to be able to reconcile with my past so I can be a better father to my own kids and be able to trust my loved ones fully. I feel weak as a person, and I don't want to pass that on to my kids. Please advise. Signed, True Self in Canada. Dear True Self, you are not a weak man. You are an intelligent person who was fed a pack of lies for decades. Yet you managed to get to the truth in spite of that. Your mother has lied because she is afraid she will lose standing in the community, and she is probably right about that. It would benefit you to discuss your family history with a licensed medical health professional. If you do, it will help to sort all of this out more quickly than if you try to work through it on your own. Dear Abby, I am torn between me and my husband's desire to move, and my obligation to my family. We decided to explore moving out of state because of the climate. Where we currently live is very dry and hot in the summer, and wildfires often cause smoky skies for weeks, we can hardly go outside in the summer. My widowed mother lives close by and knows how much we struggle in the summer, but she is in her 60s and healthy. She doesn't need to be taken care of yet. Now that we've chosen a place to move a few states away, she has convinced my grandmother, who lives out of state and recently went into independent living, to move close to all of us. I'm torn between moving somewhere I feel my quality of life would improve and staying close to my grandmother, who I've never lived near before. How do I make this decision? Signed, Making a Decision in Colorado. Dear Making a Decision, decide rationally. If you opt to make the move, which would be understandable, discuss it with your mother. Although her health is strong now, she and her grandmother may be open to the idea of relocating to your new city so you can all be together. Contact Dear Abby at www.dearabby.com or Post Office Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.